Listeninger than ear, readinger than book, older than your mum's new bit of rough, it's SeaCast. We'll be walking the plank with Tony Plankton and drowning in liquid with Tony Montmelnikoff. Like hat of car or car of dog, it's all in the prosthetic hipster. Ole! Soapy's here, as is Aziz from the Lemon Drops. Sour as ever, as is Sarazavez from the Lime Drips. Goroth from the Ornage Rivulets wrestles arm holding sickle. It's a woke show for chauvinists. It's a joke hold the musk mud, but if it was soap, it'd smell of pear. If it was soup, it would taste like pear. If it was suit, it'd be pea green on the outside and beige inside. Anyone know a good shrimp? Mine's a bit crabby. What's this liquid you've given me? Tea? Tea? Tea what? T-double-O-O-O and all say welcome to the show. Right. Right, guys. Hi, guys. Because it's mainly guys, right? Guys? Mid-40s, spare tyre, fairly morose. I know my demographic. Ironic t-shirt. Ironic squeaky voice, back-to-front jeans. Legs on back-to-front, coffee rings round your eyes. Onion ring on your finger. Did you ever ring that onion back, by the way? Hey, that reminds me. Did you ever ring that onion back? And so on, one sentence at a time. It's pretty freeform, guys. These days, I spend most of my time online, watching a man playing a computer game. The game is called Man Watches Man Playing Computer Game. In it, you control a man watching another man on the internet playing a computer game. It's pretty limited, in that you can make the man get up and go to the toilet or make some toast, but that's about it. Other than that, he just sits there and stares at the screen. Like me, watching the man on the internet. Now, I know what you're thinking, and I'm way ahead of you. Because I've already set up an internet camera, so I can live stream myself watching a man playing a computer game. It's streaming right now, actually, but don't worry, I've installed a life-size replica of myself sitting on the sofa. When I've finished recording this podcast, I'll take its place. My replica has a wacky comedy podcast of its own, called Eisencast. It's competition time, and Toadie, I'm giving away a month's worth of conviction. Yes, that's right, answer correctly, and I'll give you 4 weeks' worth of self-belief. No more trailing off mid-sentence, you will be 100% confident for a full month's. And Toadie's question is, what am I thinking right now? Now, obviously, what I'm thinking changes from moment to moment, and so to win the prize, you need to guess what I'll be thinking at the precise moment that I read out your answer. If you possess psychic powers, now is the time to use them. Answers need to be written in blue biro on a piece of yellow card cut into the shape of a speech bubble.
Hello, I am Sarvenson Larsenly, creator of Eisencast.
Tony Pear is the mayor of Peachtown. He's here today, dressed in a peach frock, peach fisherman's cap, three peach Wellingtons, and his cologne, which is extraordinarily strong, is unmistakably pear. Welcome to the show, Tony. I should probably add that we're old friends.
Oi, mate. How's the wife?
Elaine? Yeah, she's okay. She's been digging a big hole on the front lawn.
And the kids? How's the kids?
Well, Evans is 5 3/8, loves ponokies, eats nothing but chisps. Richardson is 7 7/9, spends a lot of time drawing hexagons, very high-pitched voice. Ultrasonic, really. Can't understand a word he says. Thanks for asking.
My family's well also.
Oh, yes, how are they? I should mention that as mayor of Peachtown, Tony has 17 wives and over 800 children.
Yeah, that's right, but who's counting, eh? I don't think that's that unusual, really. The mayor of Peartown's got 700.
What's the population of Peachtown?
Oh, it's around 819, apart from myself and my wives and children. There's one other bloke, Nick, runs the local karate dojo.
Oh, great, I practice karate.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you know what his lineage is?
Nah, but I can look it up for you on my smartphone if you like. Right. Yeah, it says here he trained in Tartostek Ton Rusom karate under Ken Fraish for 3 years, earning himself a golden maroon belt and a certificate. He's also watched Karate Kid 10 times, and he once met Chuck Norris's brother in a hotel lobby.
Please, he sounds like the real deal. I practice my own style of karate, which I made up. I call it Botham's, after Leovard Botham, the English tennis coach.
Right, right. Well, Nick's a good teacher, but he's soft as shite. One of my 3-year-olds beat the SH1P out of him the other day.
What, really? But how? I thought he was a karate master.
Yeah, but that's all bollocks, isn't it, really? Hiya, hiya! Fuck off. My son, he just boots him in the shin and he goes down like a sack of pears. Look, I'll show you. See, got you, didn't I? I don't need karate, I just boots you in the shins.
I wasn't ready, though. You didn't warn me.
Look, mate, my mare's hat's made of wood, see? If I hits you with it, it's game over, right?
Yeah, okay. Please don't, though.
Take your mind off your shin, though, eh?
Look, can we move on to something else? Maybe we could tell the listener how we first met.
Yeah, all right. You were scrumping for apples in my garden, right?
Right.
When I sees you, when he takes off my boot, it was a wooden one, mind, and I throws it at you dead hard.
Yeah, that's what happened. I think I remember waking up in a cauldron.
Yeah, we was going to cook you, all right.
So I soiled myself, partly from fear, but also to foul the stew.
That was a smart move. Probably saved your life. Most of the scrumpers we catch ain't so lucky.
But surely, seeing as everyone in Peachtown is related to you, then...
My kids, I know. But I gotta set an example, see? Plus, they loves my meat.
Well, fair enough, I guess. I'm a vegetarian myself, but yeah, fair enough.
Hi, I'm Josh M. Vorgan, here to tell you about my podcast, Caveman Cave. We got real guests like Hulk Hogan, Jock Reforgan, and Soap Felfoflin, talking about muscles, press-ups, and body slams. We also got a ton of adverts which help pay for all the supplements I got to take. This advert is sponsored by Switcheroo. Are you tired of your arms? Why not switch them for legs? Switcheroo! Are you tired of your friends? Why not switch them for a bunch of millennial hipsters? Switcheroo! Are you tired of your favorite CGI meathead podcast host? Why not replace him with a couple of woke gals from Boston? Switcheroo!
I'm cleaning my moped with extra virgin olive oil and an old pair of my wife's knickers, but it's not going well. It seems the more I wipe, the dirtier my bike gets. I'm already the laughingstock of the village. I know what they say about me. Oh, look, here comes Fatty on his chicken chaser. It's not that I'm particularly rotund, but rather that I'm somewhat of a greaseball, always covered in a thin layer of lard, which I apply every evening before heading out on the moped. I notice a grimy patch. Wiping away the dirt reveals a large crack. Oh, rummets, I curse, and lean in for a closer look. Peering into the crack, I'm astonished to discover...
Boy, oh boy, what a great episode of Isencast.
Oh, rummets. The seagulls have crapped all over my hat statue again. I'll have to wash it before Mother arrives. A quick Google search suggests using bicarbonate of soda, toothpaste, and handle wax. But guess what? It doesn't work at all, and now it's looking even worse. Mother will be furious. After all, it is a statue of her late father, my grandfather's hat. Use the hose, you prick, shouts my wife. No, that won't work according to this wingnut I follow on Voltube. Yes, it fucking will. Watch. And by jingo, she's right. After 30 seconds with the hose, it's sparkling clean. But hang on, it looks like there's a large crack at the base. I take a closer look, but am quite unprepared for...
Thank you. Do you like my jazz beard? I let it grow any way it likes. Think Ornette Coleman meets Chad Waterhouse. It makes me look simultaneously distinguished and dishevelled. Like a vagrant jazz professor lecturing the seagulls on polyrhythms.
Hi, I'm Jomal Ensenvargen with a strong message for all you weeds out there. Quit whining. This message is sponsored by Stale Air. Does your house smell nice and fresh? No problem. Just keep all the windows shut, and after a couple days of you lounging around in your sweatpants, eating Zitos and passing putrid gas, you'll have stale air. Is your breath minty fresh? No problem. Wolf Dune, a couple of bowls of Shepherd's Crumble, two can of cheap cider. Don't brush your teeth now. Go to bed, and in the morning, the air emanating from your crumble hole ain't gonna be too fresh no more. Stale air. Do you like your ales? Have you tried brewing your own? How about in the cupboard under the stairs? Stair ale. And when you're in the cupboard under the stairs, bottling up that delicious amber beer, do you feel like you're being watched by that creepy whale ornament?
Whale stare.
Yeah, it's staring right at you, you know? And it's got some kind of aerial on top like it's a radio. I don't know.
Whale aerial.
And then you notice there's another one just the same, and they're both making this real creepy noise like
stereo whales.
Every time I touch my dongler, a sailor dies. We're down to a crew of three now, which is bad news as we're heading straight for an iceberg. I tend to grab my wangler when I'm nervous, but every time I do, another seaman falls. I can't sail a frigate on my own, and so I must remain calm. Thankfully, this is only a dream, and after a hearty breakfast of pheasants' eggs, hearts and livers, I will visit my shrimp, Dr. Alzenlee Bike Pelican Ingenj. And he'll give me an in-depth analysis of what it all means.
The battleship represents your ego, he will drawl in his bogus American accent. The seamen are your seamen, and every time you yank your schmangler, you lose vital energy that you need to deal with the iceberg, which is your mother.
Hang on, I will say. That all sounds like horse bollocks, 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 horse bollocks. My mom makes the best Mormon omelette, but she doesn't use Essigs. No, sir. Her partner, Norman Osomelette, is allergic to Essigs, so she uses plain flour, grated apple, and haddock instead. First, she beats the apple with the haddock until it forms stiff peaks. While she does this, she makes lewd expressions using her facial muscles until Norman has formed a stiff peak of his own. Today, Norman's cousin, Tony Cousins, has popped round with a wheel of red Leicester. Ah, Mormon omelette. My favourite, purrs Tony, and to my horror, I can see that he too has an erection. Mom is now dusting a triangular baking tray with sugar. She slops on the haddock mixture and pops it into the freezer. Tea, Tony? And she gives him one of her saucy looks. Yes, please. Use curd and three sugars. How's Sknool, Jumia? Tony sits down next to me and ruffles my fisherman's cap, but being a moody teenager, I merely emit a deflating sound and give him a withering look. I don't like Tony Cousins, and in fact, I don't like Norman either. I make another deflating noise, grab my bat board and leave the room. Halfway down the road, I bump into Mopey and Rust Pope. They nod, make deflating sounds, and hop on their bat boards. I think we're heading to Mopey's house. I hope so, because his mom makes the best Amish lasagna. Welkin Bag Toadies Competition. Only three entries this week. Albenamran in Horse Frememshire writes, Dear Salem, are you thinking about a giant set of keys, possibly belonging to an giant? Thanks, Alsvan, but no, I'm not. Telefrem in Alvendox writes, Dear Siev, are you thinking about the statue of Anthony Head I saw in your garden whilst I was snooping around your property? Bit creaky. Let me grease my joints with some of this organic avocado oil. That's better. Lastly, Burb in Sir Mummonfordurb writes, Are you thinking what kind of name is Burb? Let me see. Yes, I am thinking that. I mean, who calls their child Burb? Great. Well, your prize is on its way, Burb. Welcome to the Suede section of the Fugcast. It's a brand new area for you to wear or touch, and is sponsored by Raisins, the dried grape product. Sprinkle them on your bowl of morning suet, give your soap man a pair of eyes, or thread them onto a fishing line and hang them round your hat to ward off moths. You're visiting your uncle in the Lake District. He's an Elvis impersonator, and is always in character.
Thank you very much,
he says, as you hand him the present that Mother insisted you bring. He tears open the parcel eagerly.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
And he holds up a blue suede beret. Are you going to try it on?
What? No, sir. Don't want to mess up my quiff, boy.
No, of course.
Tell you what, I'll hang it on to the wall next to blue suede octopus. You hear me, boy?
And he jumps back into a karate stance. Without thinking, you aim a roundhouse kick at his head. He blocks it and karate chops you in the neck. Yarg! It hurts like hell, but luckily you spend a lot of time conditioning your neck muscles, so it's as thick as a tree trunk. Jumping tiger kick, you yell, leaping through the air and landing your Wellington boot on his forehead. Well, there's no coming back from that, and Uncle Vern crumples to the ground unconscious. Uncle Vern! And you kneel down beside him. I'm sorry, are you okay? But he's out cold. You can hear a faint sound coming from his ear, and you bend down to listen.
I'm eating a lemon-covered donut. And if you'd like to donate, then visit fugwatch.com and donate using the tiny yellow button. The proceeds will go towards a new selection of underpants. All my existing pairs have holes in the crotch, which means that the post lady can see my ballsack when I open the door in nothing but my crotchless pants. I say ballsack because in such circumstances my testicles generally beat a hasty retreat, leaving nothing but empty bag. The other evening I was out with my good friend Craig Butcher, who is actually a butcher. We were out at one of these fancy restaurants, you know, with the white walls and the knives and forks. Fillet of this, bowl of that. It's all a bit beyond me, and I don't feel comfortable at all in these places. Give me a greasy pasty, a can of Ornage Aid, and sit me down in front of disgusting British bodies and I'm a happy man, but in a swanky eatery with all their soup and their omelettes, I feel very out of place. Would sir like to order a drink? What? Listen, mate, I'll have a can of Ornage Aid and a greasy pasty. Oh, and stick a few chips in my hat, would you? And I hand him my fluorescent orange peasball cap. Craig loves these places, and looks a bit embarrassed. I'll have a glass of Pinot Noir, please, and the steak au poivre, medium rare, of course. Oh, la-di-da, I offer, poking Craig playfully in the ribs with my fork. But there's no response. Craig? He's not moving. I prod him again, harder this time. There's a faint sound emanating from his ear. Sounds like Brahms? I lean in for a closer look, and I'm completely...
I'm not sure that I... have told this story to you, but if you think I have, please stop me halfway through. Early one morning last April, I was cleaning my car with the finest balsamic vinegar money can buy, when I noticed a tiny crack in my bonnet. I put my eye to the crack, and what I saw completely changed my worldview, for within was, okay, yes, you're right, I've told you that one before, but don't you worry, because I have plenty more. Last week I was in the pub with my good friend Tim Shepherd, who is actually a shepherd. I noticed a small crack in his tin helmet, and when I leant forward to investigate,
that's all you've got time for, Toadie. If you like me and want me to like you, please leave a 5-star review and help Fugcast crawl into the limelight. Do take care, and as always,
hiya, Matt.